Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're talking about sports, physical activities for the body and the mind. And, of course, I think most people probably don't get enough exercise because you spend too much time studying or working to make money. But if you don't spend enough time exercising, you're probably going to get sick in later years. So do try to make time to get some exercise. And one kind of exercise you might consider is rock climbing. Have you ever done rock climbing before, Stephanie?
Yeah, no, this is not me. This is dangerous and something that can kill you, so no. I wanted to mention, guys, Tom said we're going to be talking about sports. They only say sport as a plural form in the UK, so don't use that if you're in America. We say sports. And we actually think that sport is countable. I like a lot of sports. This is too dangerous for me, but I appreciate people who are brave enough to try it. I remember there was a Mission Impossible movie where Tom Cruise was jumping from one cliff to another.
Mm-hmm.
That was insane, and he really did it because he's crazy.
Okay, well, if he's crazy, then so is Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah.
Because he, of course, does his own stunts as well. But again, we're talking about a particular sport here, rock climbing. We're describing it as the ultimate cliffhanger. Very interesting title there. We'll explain it in just a second. But before we explain anything, we'd like to read through the entire contents of our lesson right now. An athletic young woman is exercising at dusk. Behind her is a picturesque sunset, but she doesn't have time to enjoy it. She's a rock climber, hanging off a cliff hundreds of feet above the ground. Rock climbing is a challenging hobby that requires strength and focus. Climbing sessions are intense, and they simultaneously build stamina, tone muscles, and increase flexibility. Physical benefits are only half the story, though. Rock climbing also helps reduce stress and forge a strong mind. That's because on difficult climbs, rock climbers are constantly testing their limits and facing their fears. Upon reaching the top, climbers have a sense of accomplishment and can feel like nothing is impossible. There are several different forms of rock climbing that people can try. Most people begin their journey with indoor climbing. This allows beginners to learn techniques in a controlled environment. Instead of climbing rocks, climbers step on and grasp colorful pegs bolted to wooden walls. From there, many people move on to bouldering. This activity takes place at lower heights and doesn't use ropes. The most dangerous form is free solo climbing, which is only for experts. These daredevils climb up insane heights without ropes. One wrong move can mean death, but it offers adrenaline junkies the ultimate rush. If you're interested in becoming a climber, remember that Rome wasn't built in a day. You should start off by enrolling in a climbing course. Instructors can teach you basic climbing techniques and safety precautions. Try to find a mentor who can offer tips on how to improve. Once you've built up your skills and fitness, you can move on to more advanced climbs. Keep at it, and who knows? Maybe one day you'll be proficient enough to join the world of free solo climbing.
So it's the ultimate cliffhanger. We use cliffhanger to talk about TV shows or movies that end before you know what happens. They're in some sort of risky or dangerous situation, or something really big has happened, and you have to wait until the next sequel or the next season to see what happens to those characters. I hate cliffhangers when, and they usually have cliffhangers during TV shows at the end of the season, or even at the end of a show, to get the audience to come back and watch again. Here, of course, we're using it kind of in a fun way. Cliffhanger is funny if you're talking about rock climbing because they are actually hanging on cliffs, if you think about it. Ultimate means like the most extreme type. So we're going to be talking about the ultimate cliffhangers. You could call these guys who climb rocks, or girls, gals, you could call them cliffhangers.
Indeed. And another example of cliffhanger would be sports games. Sometimes basketball games or baseball games can be real cliffhangers because both teams are equal and the score is tied all the way through and you just don't know what's going to happen. So you're on the edge of your seat. It's a real cliffhanger. But again, this could be a kind of dangerous situation, a cliffhanger. Ultimate means the highest amount of something. I could say, for example, my ultimate goal is to get my PhD from Stanford University or something like that. Now, let's look at the first paragraph here. It says, an athletic young woman is exercising at dusk. If you like sports, if you exercise a lot, we could describe you as athletic, like an athlete. And that, of course, is the adjective here. This is a young woman. Maybe she's in her 20s or something like that. And she's exercising at the end of the day. Okay, so dusk is when the sun is setting, and when the sun is rising, it's dawn. Sometimes you hear people say, our store is open from dawn to dusk.
Yeah.
We open really early, and we close right at sunset.
That's right. So behind her is a picturesque sunset. If something's picturesque, it's so beautiful, it looks like a picture someone took or painted. It's as pretty as a postcard. It's gorgeous. So she doesn't have time to enjoy it because she's probably focusing on those rocks. She's a rock climber hanging off a cliff hundreds of feet above the ground. See, this is insane to me. Oh, I know that they're attached to cables and ropes and things should be safe, but accidents happen, so this wouldn't be something that would appeal to me. Moving on to the next paragraph, it says rock climbing is a challenging hobby that requires strength and focus. If you look at rock climbers, and there are lots of videos or just watching movies or TV shows that have rock climbing, you can see that all of their muscles are very, they're stretched. They're using every bit of strength they have. They're usually not big fat people either. They're people who are quite athletic. They're thin, but they have really strong muscles. You'd need all those things and more.
You would. I did try it before at one of those indoor facilities.
Yeah.
And I found myself getting quite fatigued.
Oh, really?
Quite tired because they told me I was using my arms too much.
I did the same thing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So when I started using my legs more, I was actually able to do more. So I guess you need to use all your muscles if you can. But in any case, we're describing rock climbing as a challenging hobby that requires strength and focus. So, yes. You need that strength, you need muscle power, but you need to concentrate, otherwise you could get in trouble. Climbing sessions are intense, and they simultaneously build stamina, tone muscles, and increase flexibility. This sentence here is chock full of vocabulary, so let's take a look at some of these terms. We've got the word session. A session is just a period of time in which a particular activity is carried out, usually for a certain period of time, an exercise session, for example, or a recording session. If you're a voice actor or something, you'll go into the studio for a while and record for 4 or 5 hours or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a recording session. Like this is a teaching session, I guess we could say. A climbing session, of course, would be intense here, which means it's of high intensity. You need to be focused. It's taking a high degree of alertness, I guess, and it's using a lot of the muscles of your body. It's very, very intense.
And they simultaneously build stamina, tone muscles, and increase flexibility. This is really a great hobby or sport to pick up if you really want to get your body in good shape. Simultaneously means two things or more happening at the same time. I was cooking breakfast and simultaneously watching a program on TV. So I was doing both things at the same time. So they're intense, these sessions, these climbing sessions. Stamina refers to how long you're able to do something before you just get tired and you have to stop. I don't have much stamina when I'm jogging. I need to keep building up my stamina. We would build up stamina. Tone muscles means to work them so they're in better shape. You can tone your muscles doing yoga or weightlifting. Any sort of sport is going to tone your muscles. And if you increase flexibility, you're able to move your limbs a little bit more freely. Flexibility usually is something that you get through stretching, dancing, things like that, yoga.
Yeah, I was going to say these qualities here seem to be characteristic of yoga. You can build stamina, and you can tone your muscles and increase your flexibility, etc. if you do yoga as well, and it would be much safer that way. But we're not talking about yoga today. We're talking about rock climbing. So again, during a climbing session, you could do these things all at the same time simultaneously. Now, physical benefits are only half the story, though. That's only half of it. Rock climbing also helps reduce stress and forge a strong mind. So I suppose if you do some rock climbing after a busy week of demanding clients and a rude boss and stuff like that, maybe rock climbing can help you take your mind off of all your troubles, and it will help you reduce that stress. You'll feel more relaxed, and you can also have a strong mind. So the following week, when your boss gets overly demanding, you can talk back. You'll lose your job, of course, but at least you talked back.
Well, that's because on difficult climbs, rock climbers are constantly testing their limits and facing their fears. Oh, that's for sure. If you're constantly doing something, you do it quite a bit. It's almost like you're not even giving yourself a break or stopping. Sometimes I'm constantly feeling like I'm never catching up with all the work I have to do. I'm always behind. Or maybe you're always constantly doing homework if you're a student. You feel like you never finish. It's just always there. But they're constantly testing how far they can go, how much they can do, what their bodies can endure while they're climbing these rocks. Now, upon reaching the top, or when they reach the top, climbers have a sense of accomplishment. Boy, they should, too. If you accomplish something, you feel like you've achieved something because you've worked really hard, put a lot of effort into something, and once they reach the top, they feel like nothing is impossible. Before we move on and continue talking about some of what these rock climbers go through, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 在今天文章一刚开始呢，描写一位体格强健的年轻女子在黄昏时候运动。第一段的第二个句子提到 ,Behind her is a picturesque sunset, but she doesn't have time to enjoy it. 在她的身后呢，有非常漂亮的美景，但是她却没有时间欣赏它。在这样子的前提之下，第一题我们可以选择E选项。Sentence E 提到 ,She's a rock climber, hanging off a cliff hundreds of feet above the ground. 她其实是一个攀岩者，而呢，她就悬挂于离地面大概是数百英尺的悬崖旁边。因为尽管有美景，然后前面描述她是一个女性，她也没有时间去欣赏她。而且呢，在第二段的一刚开始谈的就是 rock climbing， 所以根据上下文意的连结，第一题的标准答案我们就选择E选项。第二个空格的前面的句子提到 physical benefits are only half the story though， 讲到呢攀岩这项运动，你以为它只是增强你身体上面的益处吗？它其实 only half the story 只是这故事的一部分而已。那么要延续这样的文意，第二题我们可以选择 C 选项。 Sentence C 提到Rock climbing also helps reduce stress and forge a strong mind. 在这里有个关键字 also， 除了前面增强你的体力之外呢，它也能够帮助你 reduce stress， 减少压力，而且 forge a strong mind， 可以呢锻炼强健的心智。而且后面还提到你在攀岩的时候会不断的考验它的极限，以及要面对自己的恐惧。Testing their limits and facing their fears 正是指的前面的可以锻炼一个强健的心智，所以第二题的标准答案我们就选择 C 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson on rock climbing. There are several different forms of rock climbing. We're going to talk about those different kinds of rock climbing. There are many forms that people can try. Okay, most people begin their journey with indoor climbing, your rock climbing journey, a lifetime of experiences in rock climbing. Mm-hmm. And most people, of course, do this, first of all, with indoor climbing, which seems very convenient if you live here in Taipei because we've got all the athletic centers in various districts of the city. And most of them, if not all of them, have some form of rock climbing facility. It's a structure that is made out of fiberglass or something like that. And it's got these little pegs that we're going to introduce here in just a second. So, yes, it's a good way to start. Do some indoor climbing. This allows beginners to learn techniques in a controlled environment. Indeed, that structure will have pads on the floor in case you fall. And usually you're supposed to do that with somebody else holding ropes, holding you up. So if you do slip, you actually don't fall down to the ground. You just kind of swing in the air until you can grab onto something again. You need to do it with a partner and a special harness. And again, those ropes and pulleys and things like that. So yes, this is a very controlled environment.
I've actually done this because you can't die climbing indoors. It's often a popular activity that companies do to build team spirit. So, like Tom, I found out I was using my arms too much doing this, but I did reach the top, and a lot of people didn't. I just refused to give up. So this allows beginners to learn those techniques in a safe environment. You could still fall and break your arm, I guess, if something happened.
Accidents will happen.
With the cables or your partner let go of you. This allows them to just work on things and focus on that without worrying about dying out there in the wilderness. Instead of climbing rocks, climbers step on and grasp colorful pegs bolted to wooden walls. My wall wasn't wooden. It was made out of some sort of plastic or fake substance. It felt more like clay sometimes when I hit it. Okay. If you grasp something, guys, you hold on to something pretty firmly. And we're calling these things that stick out from that fake wall, the wooden wall here that they're describing, pegs. A peg can also be a word you use to put into a wall that you can hang coats on and hats on as you come in the door. I have a peg for my keys when I walk in the house. And if you bolt something, you secure something firmly to a wall or something else, bolt. Actually, it's a noun, too. There are bolts that we use when we're building things like furniture, like tables have bolts and things like that in them.
That's the long thing, and then the round thing that screws onto that is called the nut, nuts and bolts.
Right.
But here they're bolted to wooden walls or fiberglass structures or something like that. I'm not quite sure what they're made
out of.
Yeah, wooden. I haven't seen wooden ones here in Taiwan. But from there, from that place or from that level, many people move on to bouldering. A boulder, of course, is a very large rock. What is bouldering? Well, this activity takes place at lower heights and doesn't use ropes. So you're not going to be climbing the cliffs of the east coast of Taiwan just yet. Lower heights boulders that are maybe only, 10 feet high or something like that, or maybe 20. Not too tall. In case you fall, you're not going to get hurt too badly. So again, that one doesn't use ropes, so you're getting used to being on your own there. And then the most dangerous form is free solo climbing. Solo means by yourself with nobody helping you with no ropes or anything like that. It's a freestyle or free. And this is only for experts. So you need, of course, many years of training before you dare attempt something like that. And if you do dare to attempt something like that, we could say you are a daredevil. A daredevil, of course, is somebody who dares to do something dangerous. And these daredevils climb up insane heights without ropes. I believe many years ago, somebody from France, I believe, I can't remember his name, came to Taiwan, and he climbed up Taipei 101. He did solo climbing. He had no ropes. He was all by himself, and he managed to get to the top okay. I'm not sure if they arrested him or not.
People usually get arrested for climbing up buildings. because it causes problems with people watching them in traffic, you can imagine. I know in the Mission Impossible movie, it looked like Tom Cruise was climbing without ropes, but of course, he's a very famous, expensive actor. So if he had fallen and died, it would have cost the insurance companies a lot of money.
Sure.
He did have a wire that you couldn't see, but yeah, that is the kind of solo climbing that some of these daredevils will try out. If you're a daredevil, you like to risk things. You like to risk death by doing exciting things. I know there was a motorcycle guy. What was his name? The daredevil motorcycle?
Evil Knievel.
Yeah, Evil Knievel. He would do crazy motorcycle tricks. He was a daredevil. One wrong move, though, doing some of these tricks, and it can lead to death. Now, we call some of these people who love doing daredevil things adrenaline junkies. If you're a junkie, you're addicted to something. Typically, we use junkie to talk about people who are addicted to illegal drugs, right? He's a heroin junkie. He's a pot junkie. Here, you're an adrenaline junkie. Adrenaline is a type of hormone in our bodies that is produced when we're nervous, scared, or trying to fight for our life. If you're in a scary situation, you've got a lot of adrenaline, and it gives you that fast heartbeat and that impulse to run. So that's an adrenaline junkie. They love that feeling, and it's called a rush when you feel that adrenaline when you're in those scary or exciting situations.
People like adrenaline sometimes, especially if you're in a dangerous kind of situation.
Yeah.
And, of course, a rush here is just a really intense feeling of joy or excitement. Now, if you're interested in becoming a climber, remember that Rome wasn't built in a day. You should start off by enrolling in a climbing course. That's what you do if you want to attend a class. You need to sign up and pay the fee or pay the tuition. That is enrolling in a class. You might apply to a college and then enroll in college and pay the fees and then start taking classes. And so you could take this climbing course. Instructors can teach you basic climbing techniques and safety precautions. An instructor is somebody who usually teaches you how to do something, okay, especially if it's a sport. A regular teacher teaches you, say, knowledge or information about geology or mathematics or history or something. But if they're teaching you how to do a sport, then we use the word instructor more often.
We do. Although if you're in a junior college, I know they call some of those part-time professors. They're actually not professors. They don't have PhDs. They'll often be called part-time instructors. But yeah, if you're learning a skill, maybe I'm learning how to write with a brush and write Chinese characters. That would be an instructor that would be teaching me. So they can teach you these things like basic climbing techniques, safety precautions. A precaution is something you do that protects you or protects something in a situation that can lead to danger. So you need to take precautions if you're going to go for a long hike, for example, in the desert when the sun is up and it's hot. Precautions would include telling people where you're going, taking a phone, taking lots of water. Those are precautions, safety precautions. Now, you might want to try to find a mentor. A mentor is somebody who has been through it. They're kind of an expert in a field that you're interested in. I had a music mentor in college who I went to for advice and help. And so you might want to find a mentor who can offer tips on how to improve. Maybe you invite them to go rock climbing with you, watch what you're doing, and then say, what can I change to do it a little better, faster, higher?
Indeed, kind of like an advisor.
Yeah.
And once you've built up your skills and fitness, you can move on to more advanced climbs. So, yes, once this happens, when it happens, once you've built up those skills and your fitness, your level of fitness, your strength and your stamina and stuff like that, then you can continue on. You can move on to more advanced climbs, go higher and higher. And keep at it, and who knows? Keep doing it, have perseverance, don't give up, and who knows? Maybe one day you'll be proficient enough to join the world of free solo climbing, and you can start scaling those heights, climbing those big structures. And, of course, people will post videos of you online, and you'll be seen on TV, you'll be famous, and you will have a lot of money as a result. But please don't hurt yourself in the process. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着在第三段的开始提到有 several different forms of rock climbing, 其实攀岩是有一些不同的类型。而第三个空格前面的句子提到 most people begin their journey with indoor climbing。大部分人刚开始攀岩的时候都从室内攀岩开始。在这样子的前提之下，第三题我们可以选择 A 选项。Sentence A 提到This allows beginners to learn techniques in a controlled environment. 既然是室内的攀岩，所以就让这些刚开始的初学者呢，可以在一个有控制的环境当中呢，学到技巧。在这里的 beginners 可以来呼应前面句子提到的，他们刚开始的时候 begin their journey， 而这里的 indoor 也就是配合后面所说的 a controlled environment， 是受到控制的环境。所以第三题标准答案我们就选择 A 选项。第四个空格前面的句子提到 The most dangerous form is free solo climbing, which is only for experts. 最危险的一种攀岩形式呢，叫做自由独攀，这种只有专家可以进行。那么什么是自由独攀呢？第四题我们可以选择 F 选项。Sentence F 里面提到 These daredevils climb up insane heights without ropes. Daredevil 指的是铤而走险的人，或者我们可以说就是一些胆大包天的人，他们是 without ropes， 身上没有带着绳索而攀上一些让你会觉得非常疯狂的高度。这呢是一个非常危险的攀岩形式，所以呼应前面的 the most dangerous form， 所以第四题的标准答案就选择 F 选项。接着我们来看到第五个空格前面的句子提到呢，你也许可以呢发展出你的 rock climbing 攀岩的兴趣。前面提到 keep at it and who knows， 也许你就持续的锻炼坚持下去，谁知道呢？第五题我们可以选择 D 选项。 Sentence D 提到 Maybe one day you'll be proficient enoughTo join the world of free solo climbing. 继续的锻炼，坚持下去，谁知道，搞不好有一天你就可以非常的熟练。在这里的 proficient 就是有熟练的意思。所以如果有着熟练的技巧，你就可以说 proficient skills。 所以有一天你会够熟练去参加这个所谓的 free solo climbing， 也就是自由独攀，也就是我们前面提到的 the most dangerous form， 最危险的一种攀岩形式咯。 OK， 以上呢就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.